Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
Jane Zimmerman is walking along McAllister Street, hauling three big bags of laundry.
It's raining!
That's Phoebe, her four-year-old. Sasha, who's 18 months, is also along. For the kids, this is actually fun. It's kind of an adventure, but not so much for Zimmerman.
I remember when I was, like, when our washing machine would break when I was a kid and my mom would have to take us to the laundromat. We thought it was so fun, and I'm sure she was just like, ugh!
Like most rational people, Zimmerman would love a washer and dryer in her building, but that's not in the cards. She and her husband have been in their $1,800 a month apartment for more than a decade. In the meantime, rents here in the city's now hip NOPA neighborhood have skyrocketed.
I've never thought of it from a policy level because for us it's been more just straight affordability.
But some parents are thinking about policy. They want the next mayor to go to bat for families on everything from affordable housing to cleaner parks.
Historically, families have not been prioritized at the city government level.
Michelle Parker wants to change that. Parker is president of a new organization called San Francisco Parent Political Action Committee. The city does have a department that helps children and families. It spends millions each year on things like early child care and after-school programs. Still, Parker's convinced elected officials aren't paying enough attention to families.
They wait and see who comes knocking on their door, and there have not been any parents organized in a group thus far to do that because parents are busy.
But Parker's got a plan. She's relying on a new database listing open positions on all city boards and commissions to help her recruit parent volunteers.
You can't just look at somebody and say they're a parent, and it's not been one of those boxes they check. And when you look at who's governing our city, the Board of Supervisors, there's very few parents sitting on that board.
Parker thinks the current pack of mayoral candidates is actually paying attention. Some are asking for help in crafting their platforms on schools and families. Other parents aren't satisfied.
The other day I got a phone call in the evening that was obviously a poll call asking what issues were important to me as it relates to the mayor's race.
Colby Zintel has three kids and lives in the city's Inner Sunset neighborhood. She spins through the choices she was supposed to pick from in that phone call.
Transportation and muni, jobs, homelessness, crime. And what struck me was that schools was not one of the issues that was listed.
Unlike Chicago and Boston, the mayor in San Francisco does not have authority over the city's school district. But Zintel says the mayor can help without meddling in district policy.
There are multi-million dollar companies in San Francisco. And with a relatively small investment, we could do magic in SFUSD. I mean, I think money's not the only solution, but it could go a long way in helping.
Parents themselves have been helping. A group called Parents for Public Schools has been working hard to improve the image of city schools, and kindergarten enrollment is up after years of decline. Schools are a whopper of a topic, but moms like Burgess Angeles say there are also smaller fixes the city could take on.
We have to pick up the whole stroller, and as you can see, the stroller's kind of intense.
Yeah, do you like Muni?
Muni policy says Angeles is supposed to take her daughter out of the stroller and collapse it on Muni, but she says that's a hassle. A couple years ago, a Muni advisory council did consider allowing kids in strollers on board, but that was scrapped. Still, the agency is studying the idea of letting kids ride for free, and the list goes on.
All right, our evaluation of this bathroom. Well, it's out of toilet seat covers.
Michelle Parker from SF Parent Pack stands in a yellow tiled bathroom in the panhandle. This slice of the park is a crossroads between speeding cyclists, the homeless, and parents taking their kids to the playground.
It does look like there's toilet paper, which is a good thing. I've been in plenty of bathrooms that don't have any toilet paper.
The city's Recreation and Parks Department spokeswoman says help is on the way. The department has plans to spend more than $11 million to update more than two dozen bathrooms. Good news for the city's families. Parker says maybe the city needs to evolve in how it sees parents just as she evolved when she became one.
I didn't pay much attention to politics. I don't think that I paid that much attention to who my neighbors were. It didn't matter that much to me how safe my neighborhood was because I was an adult and I could handle it. But then when I have children who are walking down the street and I see something lying on the ground that I don't want them touching, then I care about how clean my streets are. I care about how safe it is because I want my children to feel safe as we're walking back to our house.
Parker says what she and other parents want the next mayor to understand is what's good for families is good for the rest of the city. I'm Kelly Wilkinson, KQED News.